New York saxophonist, clarinetist, and flutist Marty Ehrlich has been a linchpin of groups led by many distinguished jazz composers, including Julius Hempel, John Carter, Mujal Richard Abrams, George Russell, and Anthony Braxton. Ehrlich has also led a variety of groups, including various trios and quintets, and a two-saxophone quartet called Traveler's Tales. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews their new CD.
Marty Ehrlich really knows how to blend with other saxophones. It's one reason he's turned up in so many big bands that don't get to rehearse very much. Leaders can count on him to help disparate reeds sound like a real section. It doesn't hurt that he's a resourceful improviser with a searing sound on alto saxophone either. Those talents serve him well in his quartet, Traveler's Tales. In the current edition, he's paired with tenor and soprano saxophonist Tony Malaby, one of the new stars of New York's downtown scene. He has that same bonding instinct his boss has. Playing a melody or improvising counterpoint, Ehrlich and Malaby are like the two tubes you use to make epoxy glue. The rhythm section on Marty Ehrlich's CD, Malinke's Dance, on the Omnitone label, is Bobby Previtt on drums and Jerome Harris on amplified acoustic bass guitar. In Harris's hands, that hybrid instrument can play the role of a bass fiddle or rock out like an electric bass. There are more than a few traces of rock and funk rhythms underpinning this music. Ehrlich wrote most of it, but there's also one tune by Julius Hempel and one borrowed from Bob Dylan and the band, Tears of Rage, with music by Richard Manuel. In the 60s, it was always a bit suspect when jazz musicians played rock songs. Back when rock threatened to put jazz out of business, it was hard to impute purely artistic motives to Count Basie recording Hang On Sloopy or Ella Fitzgerald singing These Boots Are Made for Walking. But since jazz has always looked to popular songs for material, and since most jazz musicians who've come up in the last 30 years were raised on rock, they had to confront it eventually. Lately, it's become almost commonplace, with singer Ann Dyer, pianist Jason Moran, and saxophonist Ken Vandermark covering the Beatles, Bjork, and Funkadelic on their respective new CDs. Tears of Rage was a good choice for Marty Ehrlich. It has a nice line and chords that move in a logical way. I wish he hadn't stuck quite so close to the melody all the time, but then jazz musicians under 50 don't have much experience yet playing the music of their life. It may take him a little while to get the hang of it, and of course, sometimes it won't work. But even if you hate the whole idea, you can probably count on these artists to stay true to the musical ideals that got them into jazz in the first place.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Malinka's Dance by Marty Ehrlich's Traveler's Tales.